This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani used tough language today aimed at the United Arab Emirates, calling its decision to normalize ties with Israel a huge mistake. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf nation against allowing Israel to have a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement, announced 2 days ago, is widely seen as a diplomatic win for the United States. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today signed a defense cooperation agreement with Poland. A major part of it, the transfer of American troops to Poland from Germany. Polish President Andrzej Duda said the pact would serve to increase the security of other countries in the neighborhood. Pompeo said, quote, the opportunities are unlimited. President Donald Trump wants some 12,000 U.S. troops out of NATO member Germany, often complaining that Germany spends too little on its own defense. 1,000 U.S. service personnel will be redeployed to Poland, joining 4,500 American troops already there. As the oil spill off the coast of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean worsens, Japan's environment minister says Tokyo will send a team to assess the damage. At least 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far, just off the coast of Mauritius. A Japanese-owned bulk carrier struck a coral reef in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Scientists are calling it the country's worst ecological disaster. France, which once ruled Mauritius, says it will assist in the cleanup. Japan today observed the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. Emperor Naruhito used the occasion to express deep remorse over his country's wartime actions. He pledged to reflect on the war's events and voiced the hope that such a tragedy would never be repeated. Expectations that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe would issue an apology went unmet, though he did give thanks for the sacrifices of his country's war dead. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are